fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Faith is the currency, and you've got to exercise your senses to discern. Amen. What is kingdom and what is secular? What is of the world? What is just basic, worldly principle versus what God has said? Because what God has said is quite radical compared to what the world says and how the world looks at it. Sometimes reason will jump in your way and try to govern decisions and cause you, amen, not to have that abandon. You know, I was at a meeting, and they went over some interesting things about why teenagers do some of the stuff they do, without even thinking about it. How they, not all teenagers, but teenagers in general. And it's because certain parts of their brain aren't developed as yet. Till age 25, they say about age 25, their brain starts to fully develop, and they start to make what you call reasonable decisions. Before that, sometimes they're making really foolish decisions. Like, let's say a parent is taking their daughter, who's a teenager, to a party. The parent is thinking about, what's going on, the time they want them to come home, thinking about these different things. But because the teenager's brain is not developed in that area, they're not thinking about that. They think about having a good time at the party. But the parents, so this is the significance of parents, because until a child gets to that age, the parent is that part of their brain. Cheering. They understand things. They reason things. That part of the reason. I forget what they call the front, but it's the frontal part of the brain, and it's the part that reasons. It's the part that makes decisions based upon understanding and experience. Young people don't have that developed yet. So they're more abandoned, they'll do stuff, they're adventurous, which is not all bad. Because some adults are so developed there that they've lost the youthfulness. And so that big old part of the brain is blocking everything that has to do with faith. They ain't gonna take no chances. They don't trust anybody. They ain't going outside the house after dark. Too developed. So there need to be a paradigm shifting in the activity of our brain. But my point, when the world thinks about or looks at things a certain way, but in the kingdom it looks another way. Elijah knew that God had commanded. And we must understand that God has placed commands before we get to certain places. You see, what was important was for Elijah to hear another word after the brook dried up. Instead of you panicking, running around like a chicken with his head cut off and, anxious and troubled and vexed, and wait and go before God and hear another word. When that dried up, God spoke to him and said, go to Zarephath, for I've commanded. See, God, how many of God's resources don't wear out? They don't run out. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the souls, all the silver, all the gold, everything is God's. And guess what? He's got a supply for you. Amen. So if the brook dries up, there's another supply. And sometimes God will allow a brook to dry up. Sometime a business will fold up, a job will stop hiring or shut down. That's not where your life stops. Sometime the check stops coming in the mail. So that's not the end of your life. God is bigger than that. He's outside of that. He has another plan, a better plan. A lot of times when something ends, God's got something better. Amen. And you know, when he went there, it was twofold. He went there to get at the root of the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab to cut it off. But when it concerned this woman, what was in her hand, she had to be willing to release it. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Many that even tithe have been faithful tithing, but still there's no true prosperity. There's a reason why. You have to be here tomorrow and beyond, because I'm going to skim the surface tomorrow, but I'm going to whet your appetite enough to where you want to get the whole seminar. Amen. What do you do with the 90%? You've been a tither. What about the 90%? There's some things that I'm telling you, they're going to be keys that open up. If you'll follow it, guaranteed to prosper, guaranteed to harvest to come, guaranteed to break into new dimensions of opportunity, creativity, wealth, favor. How many know that's God's destiny for you? How many know it's about time we broke into that stuff and got what belonged to us so that we can finish this race strong? So again, I want you to think about that word release. Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. No business is transacted in the kingdom, let me say it this way, without a release. Okay? In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you believe that tonight? No, I'm asking, do you believe that tonight? I trust you believe that God is. But do you believe that he is a rewarder? That he's going to reward you as you seek him? You spend time seeking God, there's a reward. There's something that awaits you from God. He's not just, you know, putting a demand on you. No, he's a rewarder of them that will diligently seek him. If you'll set your heart and your mind to seek God, to put God first, to seek him, to honor him, there's a reward to you. Amen. Many times exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, if you'll seek him. But see, what happens is the enemy is very crafty at distracting people, getting them off of faith and out of the currency of the kingdom and beginning to rely upon the currency of the world system, which is humanistic, humanitarian, versus the radical faith and trusting God. Again, you know, I keep coming back to this, but there are some things you have to ignore. There's some things you got to get out of your mind. See, what happens is if you start out in faith, this is what happens to some believers many times. You start out in faith, but you've got pockets of strongholds, ways that you've thought, experiences that you've had, things you've not recovered from, ways that you've thought that are not scriptural. They might be nice, but they're not scriptural. Amen. They might have gotten you along in life, but you haven't experienced abundance. You haven't experienced a fullness. And they're pockets of strongholds. And so you start out excited, like you left here Sunday, right? One size fits all. Hallelujah. But then here's the thing about strongholds. See, strongholds don't manifest themselves until you start to get weak. Or adversity comes. You know, as long as you on cloud 9, it's okay. All the weakness, all the flaws are covered up. But when you should get weak, or some discouragement should come, or something come. All of a sudden, here come the stronghold. And what happens? People back off then. They forget about it then. They stop fighting then. They get on another pathway then. They start thinking differently now. They feel like, well, maybe God is not for me, or, you know, maybe I was just wrong or I missed God. No, it was a stronghold. That's something you have authority and weaponry to demolish, to destroy. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, there's got to be a paradigm shift in how you think. You got to change how you think. When you come up on something, all of a sudden you're feeling depressed and like you can't make it, you need to change how you're thinking. You'd be amazed when you change how you're thinking, your feeling changes. Your energy level changes. All because you start thinking differently. Now what will happen? You change your diet. Huh? Stop eating all the greasy stuff. You'd be feeling like a teenager all over again. But truly, how you talk and how you think will bump up your energy level. Your ability to think things through. Your brain will start functioning more sharply. Hello? Your attention span will increase. Your focus will be there. Hello? But see, this is the currency of the kingdom. This is the mind of Christ. And there are no transactions in the kingdom without the currency of faith. Tell somebody, you got faith. Come on, tell them, you got plenty of faith. You just need to get them seeds out of the barn and start planting them seeds. Start acting on them seeds. You'd be surprised. And the more you talk about it, the more you start talking faith, the more you start decreeing things, the more you start making faith confessions, you start renewing your mind. Your mind starts to rise to another level. Amen, to another dimension. And see, what happens is when you rise there and you begin to plateau, that means you need a fresh revelation. That means you need to press on into something even newer. And you know what? That time frame is going to get closer and closer. See, for some, it's been every other year, you know, something new. Or every, then for some, it's been every few months, which is not bad. And then some, every few weeks. But it's going to get to where every day, it's going to become an adventure. God's going to show himself in another way. You go to another level, go into another dimension of things. Hello? Till you have more than enough. You are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. You have so much. Amen. The window of heaven. See, we have to begin to define that too. What do you mean, the window of heaven? I'll open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room to receive. In our seminar, we're going to define this stuff. Okay. Window of heaven, open, stuff, not enough room to receive. What does that mean? What is that on the ground? Where can I identify that? We need to know these things. Amen? So back to Elisha. Elijah, he spoke to the woman. See, had he not spoken to her, she and her son would have died. Elijah would have missed his blessing, his provision, and the kingdom of God would have had to take another direction.
We are continuing in part 11 of The Faith Crisis, One Size Fits All, part 2. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." We can start out in faith, but still have strongholds or pockets of old thinking and past experiences. In our times of weakness or adversity is when these strongholds tend to show up. We must change how we think to think with the mind of Christ. Changing the way we talk, coupled with the way we think, can change our lives. When there is no release of faith, there is no change. When we feed our spirit man with the Word of God, this begins to change the way we think, which will ultimately change the way we speak. Transferring our minds to the things of God daily build new levels of faith in our lives.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.